original, still the best, now for more than 12 years. Is Radio Free Cybertron, hosted by Brian Kilby, with J.D. Church, John DeLuna, XV, Amy Morgan, Peter Van, and Rob Clay. For the latest Transformers news, visit tformers.com.
Hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron. I'm your host, Brian Kilby. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
Hello.
So, like, before the show started, we were here setting and fawning over the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figures. There are some based on the comics as well as the TV series, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me put those up real quick. You can actually find pictures if you're listening to the podcast at toynewseye.com. I love them. I am physically attracted to them. I want to go out on a date and, you know, have, like, maybe an awkward first encounter, but, you know, promising, have a second date, and then maybe go all the way on the third date. I God. Really, yeah, so...
And you haven't even seen the Shredder figure yet, so that terrifies me.
Well...
the Shredder figure for the new cartoon doesn't look that great to me.
See, the new cartoon figures don't look as nice. They just
They're still pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, but I like the classic or the Mirage versions much better. They look much nicer.
Man, I love these. But yeah,
The classic ones are definitely the ones that I'm looking forward to.
But with me this week, I have J.D. Church, Rob Clay, XV, Peter Van, and Christopher Scott Triplett from Fanboy Versus. Hey, Chris.
Ooh. Scott?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, I'm a Scott.
Those are individually articulated toes.
Mm-hmm. They are. And fingers. Fingers, too.
That's pretty awesome. All right.
Articulated toes. All right,
I gotta get one of those. I'm sorry.
You're coming in 6 months. There's a.
I'm sorry. That sold me. All right.
Don't hurt yourself.
You win.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the thing you have to remember here too is these are Playmates toys. What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Why aren't they shit?
They should be.
Playmates. They no longer do the Star Trek toys, do they?
Well, not
what Star Trek toys?
Good point. Thank you.
It seems like they took a couple of years off after the Star Wars and Terminator lines did so poorly, and it did them a lot of good.
I guess so.
Maybe they cleaned house.
They kind of had no choice but to take a couple of years off until, you know, they got rid of all those old Star Trek toys.
Yeah. True.
God. Very true. I think those were at Walmart like 3 years later. Like,
I can still walk into a store in my town and find some on a shelf. Not Big Lots either.
Roses still has them on the shelf. If anyone has a Roses, like in the tri-state area, it's a very small, very small, very small chain. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the news. So Hasbro discontinues the Prime First Edition toys, and they cancel the retail orders. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
What's up with that is nobody wanted to freaking sell it for them. That's the problem.
What do you say about that, Starscream? I don't like that. I don't like that.
Except some of the online retailers never even had a chance to sell them.
Yeah, they never got theirs. Big Bad Toy Store had to switch all theirs over.
Big Bad Toy Store, TF Source, you know, they never even got their initial order of any of these toys. They couldn't fill any of their pre-orders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you'll be able to get them at Ross or TJ Maxx here in a few months.
That's true.
God, I'm praying for that.
It'll be an accelerated release for them, too, because usually they get stuff like 2 years later.
Yeah.
We'll have
like
by the
Wind Chargers.
Yeah. But yeah, so a lot of fan outrage, especially, I think, I was reading McFeely's commentary on Twitter, and apparently the Brits are really pissed off about this.
Well, you know, first edition's not being released at all over there, so,
so without
American online retailers to order through, they're kind of, you know, up the creek on this.
And the consensus, larger consensus other than Peter, is that the first edition figures look better than the general release. So
yeah, I would kill you all for a first edition Cliff Jumper right now, just saying.
I would trade all of you. I would totally pull a Swindle and I would like sell all of you.
Let's see here. So...
I would definitely cut off someone's genitals to get the toys I want.
Oh.
That's directed mostly at Peter, given our conversation on new stuff.
I'm having this plan. It's like, if I can get a hold of these toys, I can hold like a sort of gladiator tournament.
one might call it a Mortal Kombat.
A Mortal Kombat, if you will. Do this at BotCon would be excellent.
So on T-Flimmers, Peter just posted news where someone had taken pictures of the first edition and the regular Robots in Disguise, Cliff Jumper figure, and compared the two.
And the first edition one is, like, demonstrably superior.
Yeah.
Looks like
apparent. Unless you're Peter.
You know what the part that breaks my heart about this series of pictures is? The one where the new Cliff Jumper, the regular release, is right next to the Wind Charger. And there isn't that much of a difference in size.
So the
problem is the angle of the photo. From a top-down view, Cliff Jumper is like a quarter longer than Wind Charger. But it is still very small.
I've been out of the loop a little bit. Does this explain the variation in the Cliff Jumper figures from the pictures that we saw before? Was one version the Robots in Disguise and the other the first edition? Because we saw we saw two different versions of the toy. Two clearly different versions of the toy.
The same thing is happening with Bumblebee and, of course, the Voyager Optimus.
Well, the Bumblebee is more or less the same, I think.
Except for being entirely different parts.
Really?
He's kind of similar looking, but yeah, he's not the same toy. He is different.
It's kind of like how two of the movie Bumblebees were fairly similar in that they had similar engineering and like cosmetic appearance, but they were completely different toys.
Transforming schemes. Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
but the Optimus Prime Voyager version? What about that one?
Well, the Robots in Disguise one is part of the Powerizers deal,
right,
where you got the clear plastic and the light up parts and the mech tech weapon. And the engineering's a lot simpler on that compared to the first edition one. It's not as good looking in the robot mode because it can't fold away as much panels and stuff.
He's got like half a truck hanging off his back, don't he? I mean, is that basically...
Or he's got like a truck panel cape at least. and
I
not
want a truck
in a
panel
good
cape.
Way.
That would be sweet. I go wear it to BotCon. So we also got pictures of the Transformers Prime Optimus Maximus.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool looking.
It's sort of got that
Armada Optimus look, sort of. It's kind of like
I'm more like Optimal, like Primal Prime sort of.
So,
deal.
Yeah, take Super Primal Prime and Armada Optimus, put them together, and you have this.
Actually, more like if you take Primal Prime and Cybertron Optimus.
Yeah.
What about Energon Prime?
No.
It looks. The only thing I'm worried about is it looks like it has a lot of like wireframe.
Well, I remember part of what was said from Toy Fair UK was that the Cyberverse figures are made to fit inside of it. So
it's like Puzzler.
The battle suits.
I'm calling this in a non-negative way the Optimus Megazord.
but effectively, that's what the Energon version.
Not the way they called Energon Prime that, where it was mocking. I'm calling it that in a positive sense.
Uh-huh. No, this is like the power suit.
You have to pay attention.
I have to learn how to read XV douchebaggery.
Yes.
See if it's truthful.
It's really a subtle art to translate. But no, it does. Yeah, it was more like Brian was saying, or I was saying the power suit concept from GoBots. So
man, I love to meet some GoBots.
That could be interesting. I'm a big fan of the Cyberverse, the with the peg hands and stuff. So that's kind of cool. I kind of like that.
Yeah,
I like this idea. I want this.
So, oh, yeah, I'm definitely not against this at all.
So, further news. For pre-order, we have Deadpool. I mean, Shattered Glass Drift.
Deadpool? Yeah. What?
Do we want to talk there about the issue they had? And I think they handled it well.
Yeah, I do, too. Well, as best they can. There's so many issues that are sort of stacking up for TFCC and BotCon. I mean, it happens every year. You would think they would be prepared for it. But Overrun...
Well, they seem to be having a worse year than usual this time around.
Yeah, it's a rough year.
So Overrun, a.k.a. Runabout, and Shattered Glass Drift, who we are referring to as Deadpool because he's freaking Deadpool, went up for pre-order and basically immediately crashed the credit card transaction servers. And TFCC...
Apparently the servers could only handle 8 transactions a minute.
Wow.
So
it's Maddie Collector doing
Yeah, it's the Maddie Collector guy.
Yeah.
But it went up and it went down, went back up, and they took it down to fix it. Now they're saying that you need to check to see if your order went through.
Well, they put it back. They put the store back up, I think, earlier in the day. They put it, like, up yesterday, I think. And then today, they actually put – they went through authorized.com? Authorized.com or something like that?
.net or something.
.net. And supposedly that's been great. Like, they have been, like, burning through the pre-order since they put that up.
Yeah, I need to go ahead and pre-order.
At last check, I think they were about 70% through.
70 or more.
I'm going to have to do that probably before I get it back.
Yeah, you need to order it, like, right the heck now, because that's the thing with the new ordering system. They're able to go through, so they're actually burning through it. They, like, blew past the Ramjet pre-orders in, like, the first hour.
They might be doing that on the show.
I mean, they produced a lot more of run-over-bout thing than they did Ramjet. And, I mean, right away they even sold more than they ever produced of Ramjet. It's remarkable the demand that this has.
What do you think about the packaging? I think it's really smart. They've actually made a slot for Run-Amok in the Run-Amok.
Yeah, that's clever.
It's brilliant. It really is. I want that figure even more. I can't buy it because I'm broke. But I want it more than I did.
I wanted Ramjet really badly, and I did that. I guess I'm going to have to break down and get Overrun. What did you guys think of the packaging? I love the fact that it's an homage to, what was it, that issue number 21, 23, something like that?
I don't remember the number, but everybody knows the cover with the graffiti Statue of Liberty.
I don't know why the Statue of Liberty and the graphic is graffiti-less. Maybe, I don't know.
Because it's unpatriotic to have it.
Oh, yeah, it is fun pub, I forgot. Yeah. Texas.
When I think of patriotism, I think of Runabout and Runamuck. That's
right. That's right.
Yeah.
I love that issue too for when they finally started graffitiing in English so humans could understand, and it's all ESL. It was just—it's so perfect artistically. I really love Marvel Comics.
Yeah, Marvel Comics was great.
Well, it's okay. You're going to get a sort of Marvel comic.
Well, we'll see. That remains to be seen.
Should I play the video for Transformers Prime Season 2, Episode 1, or is that too spoilery?
It's too spoilery.
So we'll just say go to tformers.com for all the latest news, including Transformers Prime Season 2 preview footage. The episode is Orion Pax Part 1, but you didn't hear that from me. So
also for our non-visual viewers, listeners.
Yes.
They would be able to appreciate that.
Well, they could hear it.
They could hear
They would.
Right.
They could hear the epicness that they're trying to show.
Right, that is that. Yes.
Yeah, they could hear, Peter Cullen being like all serious business.
Being all Peter Cullen-y?
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and take a break, and right after that, we'll be back with our comics news. We'll be back right after this.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Hidden message, batteries not included. Boomers and GoBots sold separately.
Leader One, this boom spells your doom.
Some are friendly, some are enemy.
Let Spoon psych you a message you'll never forget. Special delivery.
New GoBot Boomer vehicles. Vehicles and GoBots all sold separately. From
I'm Stan Bush, and it's your time to listen to Radio Free Cybertron.
My new cake mix.
You have the power on.
All right.
And it's so delicious.
I think we're getting through, Captain.
What year?
1987, I think. Try it.
Hello, to anybody watching, this is Captain Power, Jonathan Power. Do you read? We have a situation here. The year is 2147. Human life is threatened by bio dreads. They follow a Lord Dread. I need your help. I have instructions. Please pay attention. Weekly program transmissions on TV begin September. If you have the power jet XT-7, the XT-7, you can fire invisible beams at enemy targets on these transmissions. Score or be hit. Warning. The TV show will fire back. It will fire back. Score or be hit. Do you understand? The power of the future is in your hands. My next message is September. Come in. Is anybody there? This is Captain Power. Captain.
All right. Let me use my magic spell then.
This is so strange. How come a robot would feel sleepy?
Mind Wipe's secret weapon is to weave a magic spell.
So how's my magic spell doing? Skull Cruncher, you okay?
Come on, you idiot. Look at what you've done. You hypnotized a poor guy. Get up, you idiot!
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Hi, I'm back once again this week for another comic news and reviews in 5 minutes. I'm Amy, a.k.a. Later Rec, and let's just get right into it. Okay, so there's not a lot of news this week, so I'm going to start right into the comic reviews. And today, Autocracy 2 is out. And to start off, I was going to buy the comic on my iPad to show you how easy it is to buy this. And then jump right into what's going on with it. So we'll do that first, real quick. Yay. Okay. Go in by comics app right here. So I can get this in here a little bit better. Okay. And I am going to go to new. Digital firsts. Here it goes. And it's got the second issue in here. Flip to it. That one. Buy now. Purchasing. Buy. Okay, it's downloading. Yay! Okay, we'll check back on that in just a minute. Okay, so. Yeah. Again, Chris Metzen and Flint Dilley put out another issue that gives us information about who's leading the shebang on Cybertron. The Prime is Zeta. I'm still unsure 100% how the lineage of that syncs up with IDW continuity, because after Nominus was Sentinel, and he was definitely in ongoing 23, which is a predecessor to this series, but the information that is given is open-ended enough for me that makes it possible that Sentinel was a short-lived Prime. Or there are other few possibilities, but the thing is it's open-ended to me. The information that's presented, but it establishes Zeta Prime's heritage pretty quick. He's off his rocker, or from the loony bin, but whichever works for you, but he's definitely off his rocker. Zeta demonstrates the destructive capabilities of a new weapon called the Vamp Arc Ribbon. You'll have to read it and see how it works, but basically he plans to use it on all those sectors who continue to harbor and sympathize with Decepticons. In the meantime, standing by is Orion Pax and his officers who work for Zeta. And they prepare and they're waiting for his commands. And we get another moment that casts doubt for Orion in a way that further establishes that he's unsure where he stands 100%. He's definitely not for the criminals, but he is for the law. You know, he is for law and justice. So we'll see how things go in previous further issues to come. In the end, a certain Decepticon is spotted and rushes away with the information collected, and Orion Pax is called to go out after him before the public gets the information and everything is revealed. As Orion wasn't present to see what Zeta's plans were and what he means to do with the Vamp Arc, who knows how he'll react when he finds out about that. So, yeah. What will he do if and when he sees this information? So, and that's Autocracy 2. Again, another great issue. The pace of this issue is great. What it doesn't do, that the first issue did, was give us a conflict that moves the story. Yes, it does show us how evil Zeta Prime is, but this issue is more about setup of plot points that will be important for the next bit of story. It's a solid issue, but it lost a tad bit of momentum, and I expect that it's just one of those necessary sacrifices that you make. And if this is the only issue that does that, I'm completely okay with that. Livio also delivers some really great gritty mood to this story, and I'm really liking it. So, again, you can purchase this now at any time online or at your local app store. And I'm going to check real quick. And just in that talking right there, I have a comic. Let's see. Let me figure out where it is. Ah, there it is. Yay! It's here! And another page. Okay, so I get to sit down and read it again. Infestation 2 is also out this week, the first Transformers issue, that is. It's available today. You can also get it on your digital device, or you can go down to your comic store and get it. It's written by Chuck Dixon, and the art is by Guido Guidi. It's part of a crossover event, and as far as I can tell, it does not have an effect on the IDW established continuity. But it is in the same vein as Hearts of Steel, and it includes the creations of H.P. Lovecraft, and I will do a complete review of that when I've got both issues. So if any of that interests anybody out there, check it out. It will be crossing over with several other titles as well, Dungeons & Dragons, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, G.I. Joe, 30 Days of Night, and Team Up, which I've never heard of before. So, and then as a wrap-up issue with the CVO, where it started. So, just a quick opinion, it's fun, and it's great to see Guido using the Hearts of Steel steampunk designs. And then, of course, the H.P. Lovecraft on top of that. So, bring it. And that's it for this week. So, have a good one, and I'm going to go read.
Yay, thanks, Amy. That was great. So, yeah, during the break, I broke down and ordered.
Right. Ordered him?
Yeah. Couldn't help myself.
Well, it's okay. If you would have waited any longer, there wouldn't be any left.
Yeah, no, I needed that
I'm
box.
Like, man, I should really order one.
That box, I had to have it. I wonder how many people who are not members of the club paid the $94 for that figure and aren't getting the run amok to go into the box.
Well, you still have time.
Very sad.
Yeah, you still have time if you buy it now. If you buy
March 15th, I think.
Yeah, if you buy Overrun, and sign up for the club, you get both.
Yeah,
which is why it's brilliant that they did that.
Yeah,
because
it's so smart. They are geniuses. So, yeah. Okay, Peter, you just posted something into the our Skype chat here. Is it first looks at new Transformers Prime figures?
Yeah, from, like, last summer.
Oh, because yeah. That's where I saw the picture of the zombie Cliffjumper. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about that during the break.
So, yeah. That looks similar to what... Which one is that? That is the Robots
in
Disguise?
First edition.
That's the first edition.
Okay.
But we were debating whether or not they were actually going to release it like at all, or if they were going to redo it for the Robots in Disguise version, or release it using the Prime mold, like the first edition mold.
Yeah. So yeah, we talked about that last year at San Diego Comic Con, but actually I'm glad that came up because here in 2 weeks we are covering Toy Fair. 2012. And Toyfair is consistently our favorite thing of the year. Not counting BotCon. Actually, kind of counting BotCon, too.
it's our favorite thing of the year for those of us who don't go to BotCon.
Yeah, that's true. So we are covering that all-day coverage like the last time. So who was going? Peter, you're going to be there?
Toyfair, yes, I will be there.
You have to use your Galaxy Nexus to get lots of video. You can stream it to us over Skype. Get best thing ever.
I'll see what I can do because I need that bandwidth to live vlog too. So we will. We'll see.
You can do both.
For 5 seconds. how's that battery life been treating you there, Brian?
Oh God!
Aha! Welcome to the life of Android batteries.
Battery life is terrible.
Well, it's more like LTE battery is just destroys it.
Yeah, thankful. But, you know, I was going to say I don't live in an LTE area, but I work in one, and I am at work far more than I am at home.
Oh, if you can turn it off, and my phone lasts much longer.
Yeah, but man, this thing is
it's
awesome.
It's amazing how long my phone's battery will last when it's not on.
At BotCon, we're using this.
Not on LTE.
We'll be using this to stream at BotCon, and I will be powered externally. Yeah, no way around that. So, but yeah, definitely.
That's your joke waiting to happen.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, hey, like I said, Toy Fair is coming up here in a couple of weeks. We'll be covering it live. I think most of us here will be on in some capacity. Triplet, were you going to be around for that, maybe?
If you want me to.
Yeah.
Well, don't sound too excited.
Actually, do you want to come over? Do you want to come over and do it from here?
I can.
Yeah, let's do that.
You should go over to Brian's and do it from there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Screw you, Judy.
You have to go and run. You can, you know, fill the seat.
Hey, you know what time it is? It's time to put Peter on the spot.
Woohoo!
Hey, Peter, what's going on in chat?
The chat, I guess I'm a little, I'm definitely, maybe I should just say that I am sorry, I was wrong. Seems like everybody likes First Edition Clip Jumper much better than the Robots in Disguise version. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we tried to explain that to you before the show. But we appreciate that you've realized that you're wrong.
Peter, The general rule of thumb is that First Edition everything is better than not First Edition.
Right. Especially if it's first edition stuff that you're probably not getting.
First edition now.
I mean, are you going to buy a figure called second edition? Hell yeah. No.
Well, it would be, what about if it said last edition? Would you buy that?
Oh, that's good stuff too. Yeah, you got to get last edition.
Yeah.
So apparently everybody is really giddy over the club stuff. And, other than that, I mean, we got a little regeneration talk going on. Legion Cliff Jumper looks pretty awesome. That's actually what spawned the zombie Cliff Jumper discussion. So that's about it. So our chat is a little bit molassy tonight. So
yeah,
trying to stir the pot a little bit.
Failed to mention that John DeLuna is not here this week.
That's why it's a big fail.
No. But yeah, thanks, Peter. That's awesome. So let's see here. Hey, so I guess this week for the topic, one thing I wanted to talk about, and I think we did talk about this a couple years ago, but every time we do it, it's a new group of people, so for the most part, so the conversation is going to be a little different. What old Transformers gimmick should come back? We've seen from the new Micron toys that they're getting in Japan that the Target Masters still rock. Power Core Combiners taught us that, and a couple of mini cons that we got during like the Unicron trilogy. I'm thinking like specifically what was Prime's Optimus's mini con and Armada.
Spark plug.
Yes, he was a Target Master, and just some awesome stuff. So that, I mean, that's still a viable gimmick. What should come back? Conversely, what should stay buried? I'm thinking of like Duocons. As much as I love Duocons, it didn't work so well. And also speaking of gimmicks, is there anything that should be ripped off from another toy line? I'm thinking Captain Power with the interactive TV show.
Well, yeah. Actually, when Headmasters was airing in Japan, I believe for part of its run, it was made to work with some kind of similar toy where you could interact with the screen.
Really?
I didn't know that, but that sounds awesome.
Well, yeah. If you've watched any of the...
Didn't WebDiver do that?
Yes.
Yeah, so Web...
Yes, they did.
Yeah, WebDiver did that.
So, WebDiver had, like, a video game interaction system. The big train toy, Gradion, was actually a video game system.
Yeah, I've got Gradion. He's awesome.
Hmm.
That was the best deal ever. I got it for, like, $30 on clearance.
Yeah, Headmaster Don is saying that that's why the Decepticons flashed in some of the episodes.
Yeah.
I thought it was to induce...
I have to go back and watch this. I didn't even, like, pay attention to this.
From about episode 15 on, the opening has the flashing characters that would trigger the toy gun thing.
Is this Master Force, you said?
Headmasters.
Oh, Headmasters. Okay.
Yeah. Headmasters, the one that's actually almost tolerable to watch.
Like the ball. But I'm Master Force watcher.
Some of it. Not much. Yeah, so...
I'm a big fan of any of the Master stuff. So any Headmasters, Power Masters, bring
Breast
all that.
Force.
I'm at Master Force, Pretenders. They'll see some Pretenders. Heck yeah. I want to put my hardly, just robot figures in shells. That sounds
what about Brain Masters?
Awesome. Brain Masters would be sweet, especially since we never really saw that here in the States.
Yeah, really.
Brain Masters would work. Well, they're kind of bricky, I guess, if you're going to do that. That's going to be bricky, isn't it? Yeah, a little bricky.
So
I don't know. But Headmasters could work.
I mean, not that it's really a gimmick. Now I guess it is, but the rub symbols, rub signs, were brought back for Reveal the Shield, like as a gimmick. Like, reveal who they are.
Right.
What their alliance is, allegiance is. I mean, they did that.
And all but one with an Autobot.
Yeah. they did that with G1, part of the time, but like Beast Wars and the other series never really did that. I mean, they were there just as an afterthought because we thought that the figures had to have them. But I mean, the rub signs can be a gimmick.
Yeah, and it's just not a very good gimmick.
What needs to come back is color changers.
G2,
yeah.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, the rub signs were a copyright thing, were they not? And that was what
I heard something like that. That copyright, but maybe a patent or something that they had.
Yeah, there was something that was supposed to distinguish it. I think it seemed like the advertising at the time was more around making sure you knew you had a real Transformer instead of one of those crappy GoBots. But yeah, I don't know. Someone in the chat is saying the cyber keys. I'm still a fan of like mini cons and stuff. Some of the cyber key stuff was cool.
Yeah.
Depending on what it was. Although it is kind of crap to try to be like, oh man, I don't have a cyber key for my figure to like do something. But
dude, I got like 50.
But they're in a bag in a box. Yeah. I don't have like a cyber key out, so that's like a problem.
Well, the thing is though, with the cyber keys, it's a little bit better than the mini cons because you can just get like a toothpick and push the little trigger.
Yeah,
in.
Here's the big problem because when I try to transform my Cybertron into Primus, and I had to like leave my key to Vector Sigma out so that I could transform that figure.
So what makes a bad gimmick? Is it something that if you lose a part, you can't enjoy the toy any longer?
There's also when it like, cripples the toy just by being there.
Well, yeah. I do have a Headmaster Ape Face that's missing his head.
But he's still a actually Ape Face is screwed, isn't he, if he doesn't have a head?
Basically.
I mean, most of the time.
He has to stay as a jet the whole time. He can never be an ape or a robot.
Yeah, most of the toys, at least, half of their, they're completely half usable. Ape Face is, like, two-thirds gimped if he doesn't have his head.
Yeah, and Snapdragon, I guess, in the same respect.
I only, kept Ape Face because I pitied him.
Power Master.
Thankfully, I have the head still on my Headmaster.
Functionally, the Power Master toys are all pretty much screwed if you don't have the Power Master because you have to go in and push the thing down with your thumb.
Well, but that's easy to get around.
It's
easier to get around than the cyber keys.
Oh, yeah.
So the cyber keys are the ones that really limit. But again, to the point, you tend to have like 15 or 20 of those laying around somewhere.
Downshift in the chat just mentioned power links. I completely forgot about the power linking. Oh man, that was a great gimmick in concept, but maybe not in execution.
Wasn't okay in execution.
I think with how the Transformers engineering has advanced from 2004 until now, if they tried to do it again, it would turn out better
I guarantee you.
First of all, they wouldn't try to do that with like the Voyager or larger sizes, I don't think. It especially didn't work with those Voyagers because they were so bulky. I mean, those were like the return of the brick formers with a lot of those. I mean, think about Ironhide or something from that line. But the deluxes were really good out of that line. I think, for the most part, for the time.
So I'll mention something that we should steal, and I'll leave it at that. The concept from Mutantbind.
Ah.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. From what now? What?
Yeah. So basically a complete, infinitely recombinable, combinable toys. Kind of like that was rumored with Power Core Combiners to begin with.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so let's see here. What else? I mean, lots of good stuff that we've had that I might like to see again. Again, we mentioned Minicons. I think no one would ever be pissed off if Minicons came back.
Oh no!
But maybe though, if they were, what about Power Core Combiners? We talked about that last week or the week before. I would love to see it come back. Maybe not as a line, but as an homage. Maybe
I would love that. Oh my god!
Yeah, that would
Power Core Combiners would have been so much better if the like limb vehicles were not auto transforming and they could have been made where you know they were useful limbs.
Yeah.
What about a line that was a Power Core Combiner like that where you had combiners but the limbs were like Minicons?
Wait, what?
So what you're saying is the limbs would actually transform.
You're saying Power Core Combiners with robotable limbs.
Small robotable limbs. Yeah. Like a combiner.
Robotable?
Hey, come on. Just go with it. No, I think the problem, I mean, it gets down to, I mean, scale becomes an issue at that point, but you're just basically talking about a scaled down version of any kind of combiner where you have a large center body and then smaller limbs. I wouldn't see why.
Basically what you're asking for is Power Core Combiners, but the limbs transform into robots and can assume any position around the combiner.
But they're Minicons.
So you pretty much want a miracle.
So what you want is Scramble City.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
Maybe Scramble City, but not with the crappy toys, with good toys.
Yeah. And now we're back to what Peter was saying.
When you figure out how to do that, and without like a bunch of extra parts like Scramble City, you let me know.
Actually, speaking of combiners, combiner toys are a gimmick, really.
Yeah.
Scramble City is probably the most famous example, but we got other ones like Magnaboss and Tripredicus Agent, or Tripredicus, pardon me, not Tripredicus Agent.
That was Lichter.
Yeah. And
he hadn't been through that many bodies evolution yet.
Nice. And the Energon combiners.
We haven't had a lot of combiners lately, like Powerlink is what, like the last time we had something.
Yeah, the last time we had.
What was the best execution of the combiners in the 80s? What was the best one? Defensor?
I still like the Monstructor.
Well, Monstructor wasn't the Scramble City.
I like Minosaur. Maybe it's because I got Minosaur.
Piranha King or Piranicon, I guess.
He's cool, I guess.
Well, he was the first one that I had all of, so I kind of healed.
The thing that's cool about
Piranicon, like a Target Master.
Yes.
He is still readily available. I think you can probably still get it on clearance at Big Bad Toy Store.
I think that goes for like ten bucks.
That's a great deal. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
Pretty King was great. Again, not Scramble City, but I still need to get that new reissue with the new paint job because I think it looks cool. Okay. Any other? Sorry.
It was so true. We just couldn't deal with it.
Responding to Secret.
You know,
chat.
One thing I wish we could still have, which I mean, it's kind of out for safety reasons, but the sparking gimmick, like the fire cons.
Yeah. Yes. You know, people don't think about those that often. There are a lot of toys that from that period that are just sort of forgotten about.
Well, and the sparking thing, because you know, kids—it's
a safety hazard. Fire. Now.
Yeah.
So a contemporary of G2 Optimus would have been the Sonic Fighters from G.I. Joe, where they had the Sonic backpacks. Maybe not a Sonic backpack, but electronics or something that we get occasionally that are a gimmick. Sometimes they're overdone to the nth degree, like Ultimate Bumblebee. And, you know, sometimes they're done well, though.
Yeah.
Okay. In a way, I do kind of like the Sonic Fighters G2 Prime kind of way of doing that, where the sound module is external so it doesn't cripple the toy. I mean, here I'm thinking of Energon Shock Blast, who would be a wonderful toy, except for that tremendous sound chip hanging off his arm.
Yeah.
Well, Ultimate Optimus Prime is kind of like that, where his sound, you know, part is sort of a separate piece, but yet it's the gun as well.
I just realized I got trolled. I got
an enormous gun that I don't care for. That
I just realized I got trolled. I mentioned something that Downshift in the chat said, but Downshift is Trax.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh!
Wow.
No, he's not.
Yeah, Trax just added to the conversation. We love you, Trax.
So you're saying that Trax...
He added several things to this conversation.
No, it can't be. Because there aren't like 15 spaces in between each word.
There are now.
Well, there are now. Not, we got excited. He actually contributed.
Yes, I cast. You have been saying that. I saw
but
that.
But he was doing so well. Oh.
No, he was.
Trax, we love you. We're not. I'm not booting you. XV might, but you know the show's over, so it doesn't matter.
On the subject of gimmicks that shouldn't come back, one thing that just occurred to me is mech-tech weapons, at least the ones that can't stay open by themselves.
Yeah, they really need.
That's kind of dumb.
Stay away. Yeah. I don't mind the mech tech. I mean, it is kind of neat to have at least a functional gun, and especially to be able to, you know, we always talk about being able to store the weapons or use them, you know, in some way. And I think that is the epitome of that, where you're actually able to use the weapon in both forms or whatever. So yeah, but it really should. The alternate form of the mech tech should definitely be able to stay open otherwise.
Yeah. I like the concept of mech tech where it's one weapon that transforms into a bigger weapon. That's a cool idea. It's just I don't want to keep holding the thing open the whole time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd rather just not have it at all.
Yeah. Cool. Again, I just want to mention Duocons. Love them. Just please. Please.
Bad idea. Bad.
Yeah.
Still had the best commercial ever, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and especially since they got the names backwards for whatever reason. So
yeah, flywheel. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But he doesn't have wheels.
I love flywheels, though. I can't tell you. That's a sturdy toy. I can't tell you how many times I've dropped that from like 6 or 7 feet over like 25 years, and it has yet to break.
It's just like, it's the shittiest toy that will not go away. You can't. Yeah, well, the springs never wear out. I mean, think about those things. It's 25 years old. The springs have never worn out. They never break, you know.
Yeah,
you
awesome.
Just can't destroy those things.
That's classic Hasbro trolling you in the future.
Yes. Past Hasbro. We're going to make a toy that's total crap and will last forever.
They don't break, you just lose one of them and have half a Transformer sitting around for 25 years like I have.
That's why that is such a suck gimmick, too, because it's like if you lose one, then you are screwed.
You are totally screwed.
Uh-huh.
Totally true.
They're not, neither of those half forms are even halfway decent.
No, they're okay, no, I guess.
They're not. They're totally greater than the sum of their parts because the two individual pieces are total crap.
Flywheel's tank mode's not bad. It's every bit of tank mode.
It's not even a tank. And then the one thing that does wear out is the turret. So it's just a floppy turret. It's like a phallic thing hanging off of the toy.
Okay, so Flywheel's tank mode is every bit as good as Quake, especially if you lose Quake's turret, because if you lose Quake's turret, you're completely screwed. It's just like a box.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, you know, the very first tanks were just, you know, rolling boxes to break through barricades with.
That's right. They were originally just like tractors with steel all around. So.
And, you know, what you think about that?
You know what would make this great? A really big freaking gun.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
World War II, World War I, pardon me, we turned boxes into cannons. That's pretty sweet. Hey, anything else? Anything else?
No, I think we've covered it.
Pretty cool. Hey, guys, instead of putting this at the beginning of the show, like last week, let's put this at the end of the show.
Oh, crap.
You can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. I personally am at Twitter at BKilby, or you can subscribe to my Facebook feed at facebook.com/BrianKilby. How about you guys, JD?
At the JD Church. I tried again this week and cannot get just JD, so it's the JD Church. Or you can like my page on Facebook, JD Church.
Rob.
Well, you know, you are the definitive article that way, JD.
You are. That's true. Yeah.
That might get confused.
Rob, Flow3s, what else do you have?
Well, I am at RAC2750. I am also at, we of course have figurereviews.com, at figurereviewers on Twitter. I review games in Japanese, which I don't actually read, at flailthroughs.blogspot.com, and am blathering about games on Twitter at flailthroughs. I think
awesome.
That's everything.
Triplet.
At Man of the Town, and also our other podcast is at FanboyVS.
Sweet.
Like XB. This guy.
Yeah!
XB doesn't exist. Peter.
XB doesn't want you following him.
I am available on Pete_Van on Twitter, and once in a while I'll just write some random crap. On T-Formers, at T-Formers, as well as at Screenview Show.
Excellent. Okay. Well, guys, I guess that's it. Stay tuned for those watching live, and we'll be playing the newest episode of New Soundwave. Thank you very much for the crew. I am Brian Kilby. We will see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2012 TF Radio Network.